This is Magic Trumpet by Herb Alpert, and there's a kind of magic, too, in the phrase, you're with Monitor 66, because with a mere flick of a finger, we can transport you just about anywhere in the exciting weekend world. Almost as fast as I can say, I'm your host, Gene Rayburn. When you're behind a desk with a dozen crises to handle at once, you know the value of having a single, responsible, comprehensive source for a number of different items. These days, more and more busy executives rely on Newsweek magazine as the single valuable source to keep up with a category labeled outside world. In that category lies national and international affairs, the war in Vietnam, science and space, medicine, education, and the lively world of entertainment in the theater. Most especially, the inside-outside world of business and finance. Newsweek's regular weekly feature, Spotlight on Business, keeps an editorial stethoscope on the heart of the market and the business world, spots trends and points out weak events even before they happen. That's what makes Newsweek your single, comprehensive, responsible source. And I'd like to assure you in advance, there's nothing sinister to be inferred. The question is, why did Mrs. Jan Davis of Washington, D.C. bring a baby baboon to her home? Could it have anything to do with her job as a medical technologist at the Washington Zoo? Well, we won't keep you in suspense. You listen to this conversation between Mrs. Davis and Monitor reporter Bryson Rash.
Well, as I understand it, you not only care for animals at the zoo itself, but you take them home with you at night. What kind of animals have you taken home with you?
Well, I've had a rhesus monkey. I've had a leopard. I had a baby baboon.
Well, tell me about the baboon. Why did you have to take it home with you?
Well, she was originally removed from the mother because the father kept kidnapping her.
What?
He would take it away from the mother forcibly, and then the mother could not get it back. And the baby didn't go for this either because father wasn't provisioned with the necessary things for nourishment. And she was protesting mightily against being carried around by the father.
And then the mother couldn't get the baby back.
The mother couldn't get it back. Father's boss, definitely boss in the baboon group.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. Why do you suppose the father baboon wanted the baby?
Now, that's a good
paternal
question.
Paternal instinct?
I don't know if baboons would show that much paternal instinct. From what I know, baboons go in troops, and they tend to, everyone is very solicitous of the young. And it may be he was just wanting to hold it and take care of it, but he was a little greedy maybe with his attention.
Now, you took this baboon home with you.
That's right.
And what happened then?
Well, she became very attached to me. I was a substitute mother. And I did have some problems with her that when she could move around. She was about 11 days old when I got her. And she wasn't a helpless baby. She was on about a 3-hour or 4-hour schedule of feeding, so didn't have to get up quite so frequently.
Did she cling to you as though...
Very definitely. And I would try to substitute a blanket
like
with
Linus?
Her. Yes, like Linus. All, you know, I don't know whether people are like monkeys or monkeys are like people, because I have found this to be true in every little monkey type that I've taken care of. They've all wanted a blanket. And the little baboon also became addicted to a pacifier. I used this to sort of satisfy her because I couldn't carry her around all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quite like the mother baboon. I had a few other things to do around the house.
Sure. Did you get fairly attached to the baby baboon?
Oh, yes. This is a problem. Because, of course, we can't keep all the babies. When they reach a certain stage, they may be sent to other zoos.
Mm-hmm.
Or they may be put in a cage by themselves.
Well, after you've cared for, say, a baboon for a while, mm-hmm. would you return that baboon to her mother?
No. She wouldn't. If she'd been out of the group, for any length of time, I'd say at least a day, it probably wouldn't be able to go back. The mother wouldn't recognize it anymore, and they would not accept that baby as a member of their group. And it being so small would not be able to fend for itself.
And maybe the baby wouldn't accept the mother baboon either.
That's true. The baby would probably, in this case, would have been people-oriented and wouldn't think she was a baboon anymore.
I love that phrase, people-oriented. You live in an apartment.
That's right.
What do the neighbors say about all of this?
I think the neighbors sort of enjoy it. I'll let them know if I have something different home. Or I will find that they will ask me, do you have anything? Did you bring anything home tonight? And if I have a box in my hand, it's sort of a dead giveaway.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much. We've been talking with Mrs. Jan Davis, the medical technologist who works with animals, especially young ones, at the National Zoo. This is Bryson Rash, NBC News, Washington. Now back to Monitor at Radio Central.
The delicious difference in parquet is the extra good goodness of Kraft.
This is the parquet song. Hum it while you spread parquet's flavor. Flavor is the delicious difference in parquet margarine. And parquet gives you that special extra Kraft goodness, quality.
The delicious difference in Parquet is the extra good goodness of Kraft.
And the extra good listening fare is the difference between ordinary radio programs and the top quality one that celebrates its 11th birthday this weekend. Let's have no false modesty about it. We're referring to the one whose trademark is the sound of the monitor beacon.
Now Dave Brubeck plays it cool for ice cold Schaefer beer.
Fellas, if you have to call your wife, please dial carefully.
Hello?
Boy, did he get a wrong number. See Bob Hope, Elkie Sommer, and Phyllis Diller in Boy, Did I Get a Wrong Number, a United Artists release in color.
Here is a picture that gets you where you laugh.
Now playing at a United Artists Premier Showcase Theater. Lee Leonard has changed his time, but not his style. He's now on weekdays, 1 to 4 on WNBC, AM and FM, New York.
Gene Rayburn once again, and now on monitor, the latest by Jimmy Rogers, titled, It's Over. And it's just barely begun.
If time were not a moving thing and I couldn't make it stay, this hour of love we share would always be. There'd be no coming day to shine a morning light, make us realize our night is over. When you walk away from me, there is no place to put my hand except to shade my eyes against the sun that rises o'er the land. I watch you walk away, somehow I have to let you go. Now it's over. If you knew just how I really feel, you might return, and yet there are so many times that people have to love and then forget. Oh, there might have been a way, I have to force myself to say it's over. So I turn my back, turn my collar to the wind, move along in silence, trying not to think at all. I send my feet before me, walk the silent street before me. It's over. Not a moving thing, and I couldn't make it stay. This hour of love we share would always be. There'd be no coming day to shine a morning light, make us realize our night is over. It's over.
Melancholy, pretty tune there by Jimmy Rogers. Say, in one moment, a report on the big pro football merger. Monitor Sports is brought to you by Plymouth Fury, Belvedere, Valiant, Barracuda, Plymouth 66.
There goes another Plymouth.
There goes another Plymouth.
And chances are it's a Plymouth Valiant, the low-cost first car. Smart, nimble, room for six, family kind of car. Perfect for the wife and kids, or take on to work economically. Plymouth Valiant, the low-cost car that's first choice with over 1 million satisfied owners.
There goes another Plymouth.
And right now, your Plymouth dealer is giving great deals on all Valiants, from the sporty Zoomaway Signet to the smart-looking sedan. Want a first car that's low-cost to start with and cost little to operate? Valiant. Want a second car that's low enough to make your second car a new car? Valiant. Make it Valiant. The lowest priced car of the big three. See your Plymouth dealer today.
Plymouth.
Plymouth, a great car by Chrysler Corporation.
Oh! The merger this week of the National and American Football Leagues will bring with it inevitable changes in the conduct of the game. To find out some of them, Monitor reporter Bill McCord spoke to Ralph Wilson, president of the American League and owner of the Buffalo Bills.
Ralph, the NFL has a $5,000 player minimum, which Pete Rozelle, the NFL commissioner, admits is low. Now, the AFL, as I understand it, has none. What's going to happen to the player minimum now that you've merged?
Well, as I understand it, the player minimum is going to be raised. The NFL plans on raising theirs. What exact figure, I don't know. But whatever figure that they have, why, the AFL will also go along.
Ralph Wilson, it's been said that you've got the necessary votes for the merger, but that it wasn't a unanimous vote in the AFL. Was there much of a fight?
No, there wasn't a large fight. Of course, in a big merger such as has just transpired, there's a lot of things to be discussed and gone over, particularly in cities where there's two teams, such as New York and Oakland and San Francisco in the Bay Area. But I would say I've talked to the last 2 weeks to all of our owners many, many times about this situation, and they were seven wholeheartedly approved it, and there were just some details to be worked out as far as the two-team cities were concerned.
Why did the AFL agree that new clubs would have to pay money into the NFL coffers rather than the AFL's?
Well, that was just part of the negotiations. It was a stipulation which the NFL asked for, And the point was bargained back and forth over a long period of time. And finally, the AFL thought that it was reasonable and we'd go along. I don't think they were too happy about it, but that was just part of the overall transaction.
What do you believe the future of TV for both leagues will be?
Well, I would think that pro football now is going to be spread over all of areas of the United States. We're going to have two new teams by 1968, and then probably two more teams shortly thereafter. It'll be a game that will be seen in all parts of America, and it will probably require maybe more than one network to handle the games.
Mm-hmm. Do you look for any antitrust problems as a result of the merger?
No, I don't think there'll be any antitrust problems. Of course, I'm not a lawyer, and I don't know the legal aspects, but I would think that the professional football could operate similar to professional baseball. The baseball pattern has been accepted in America for so many years, and actually this amalgamation is very similar to baseball.
The exciting world of sports, with its colorful personalities, is covered comprehensively every weekend by Monitor Sports personalities, Joe Garagiola and Mel Allen, among others.
Now, my love, now that it's over and done with, now the world's closing in on me. Here come the stars tumbling around me. So, my love, goodbye.
Henry Morgan here, with an open letter to Dave Garraway, Phil Foster, and Jackie Vernon. Why is it, you three, that every time you do a commercial for State Farm, if those really are commercials, you devote all your time to State Farm car insurance, without even a mention of State Farm home insurance? Don't you realize that those friendly State Farm agents, of whom you speak so highly, those same agents can give you the same good deal on a homeowner's policy as they do on car insurance? Maybe you've never heard of State Farm Fire and Casualty Company, even though it's the number one company in the sale of homeowners policies. Or could it be that you think all companies charge the same rates for homeowners policies? Is that why you don't tell people to check their State Farm agent for homeowners insurance, too? Think about it, Mr. Garraway, Mr. Foster, Mr. Vernon. And if you don't start telling people about State Farm homeowners policies, maybe I'll have to make a few commercials myself.
Bit of a song called Firebird. Not much, just some tail feathers. Say, speaking of birds, there's one bird that's out of style, according to the National Automobile Dealers Association, the 1956 Bouncing Ostrich, who hasn't caught up with the times yet and doesn't know that seat belts can save lives. Now, don't you be one of this breed. If you've got seat belts in your car, you use them every time you use the car. This is Monitor, your companion coast to coast on NBC Radio, heard in the Albany, Schenectady, Troy area of northern New York over WGY. We pause briefly, Gene Rayburn pausing too. Monitor is celebrating its 11th anniversary this weekend on the NBC Radio Network.
Sunday morning at 5, the world comes triumphantly alive. Night gives way to morning, and WNBC brings you selections from the world's greatest classical music. Music from the Library, presented in cooperation with the New York Public Library, is available for your pleasure Sunday morning at 5 over WNBC Radio 660 on the dial. It's 12:30 Eastern Tetley Tea Time. Going swimming? Take along lots of bright, frosty Tetley iced tea. Tetley tastes better because it never tastes bitter. And it's cool.
All right, everyone, here are the rules. Just finish the last line to this limerick. There is a young lady you know who has her own radio show of flower-lined walks and houses she talks, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-do. Write your last line on a postcard along with your name, address, and zip code and send it to Ruth Alampy, 10th Anniversary, Box 660, New York, New York, 10019. Entries must be received no later than June 27th. On July 2nd, when the winners are drawn on Ruth's show around your home and garden, you may be the winner of $1,000 in interior decorating service and merchandise from Castro Convertible, over 400 elegant styles to choose from that will give your home greater beauty and comfort, or $1,000 worth of landscaping especially designed for your home, including the finest plant material and expert workmanship from Anton Wren Nurseries at Huntington Station, Long Island, or one of 98-year subscriptions to American Home Magazine. The Conversation Station, WNBC, AM and FM, New York.
What ho there, Gene Rayburn here with Monitor, undefeated champion of weekend radio shows for a full 11 years this weekend. Bringing you in this half hour championship golf, a sports personality of champion caliber, Joe Garagiola. And speaking of championship, there was major league pitching of that quality in both leagues last night. The first no-hitter of the season by Cleveland's Sonny Siebert, and a four-hit shutout by a New York Mets pitcher in his first outing as a big leaguer. That's young Dick Rustick.
Imagine the most beautiful sound you've ever heard. Stereo music. Sweeping. Full. Beautiful. What you're hearing is not stereo. Your radio can't come close to reproducing the sound of stereo, but gorgeous sound, a new world of uninterrupted stereo tape music, can now be yours in Plymouth, a great car by Chrysler Corporation. The Plymouth you're driving, buying, or about to buy. Just see your Plymouth dealer and say the magic words. Stereo 8 tape recorder with four speakers. Hear it at your Plymouth dealers. If you like it, he'll install it for you. Then you may choose the uninterrupted music that you like best, all on handy tape cartridges. You must hear the Stereo 8 tape recorder now at your Plymouth dealers.
On her mark at Monitor now, Barbara Streisand. Ready? Get set? Go.
I've got a minute, just a little minute. I have only got a minute, just a minute. I have only got a minute. That is all the time I have to sing this tiny little minute waltz. It isn't easy, but I'll try it then. I've got to say goodbye, but first I'll take a minute and put in it every note that Chopin wrote, and thus I'll sing the little minute waltz and hope that I can sing with no fault. And though it's difficult, I'll give it every last breath that I've got within my body. Hope that my performance won't be very shoddy. Singing every note will not do wonders for my throat. I probably will end up hoarse. Of course I will have done it. I'm a wager that I made. I will have won it, not the money, but satisfaction that I get from winning money on the silly kind of bet. Though this kind of solo wasn't his intention, Chopin isn't here to make an intervention. So with your permission and no intermission, I will sing each note that that composer wrote. As you can hear, my trilling isn't very thrilling, but no one can say I wasn't very willing to attempt a thing that's not been done, and just for fun to sing the minute waltz. As I sing the seconds fly, waltzes by, and now I ask you, where am I? Halfway through the tune, and I'm falling far behind. I have less than 30 seconds, less than 30 seconds, less than 30, less than half a minute. I have less than 30 seconds, I have less than half a minute to complete this little minute. Oh, I'm every note that's in the small world. Time to time I know a pouring. Let me win my bet and I'll run with the money down. Oh, the second hand is rushing round the dial. And though I'd like to end this torture with a smile, unless someone knows how to stop the clock, you're gonna see me cry before I said goodbye. Eight little measures to complete the song, but I'm afraid my little lungs will burst before too long. Sorry, I can last the scale. I won't have failed to sing the little bit of war.
Next, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by Bank of America Travelers Checks. The money with the money back guarantee. Here's Joe.
To be a 300-game winner, you have to have all the pitches, including a brushback. I'll be back to talk with the fellow who had all the pitches right after this word from the Bank of America.
How would you like to live like a king? Then go to any bank that sells Bank of America Travelers Checks. Enter the Castle in Spain sweepstakes. 316 exciting prizes. The grand prize is 2 weeks in a Spanish castle, including meals, a castle staff, and use of a car. Plus, first-class airfare for two, and $1,000 in Bank of America traveler's checks. Money only you can spend. Get details, rules, and free entry blanks at any bank where Bank of America traveler's checks are sold. No purchase is required to enter, although every purchase is an automatic entry. Bank of America's Castle in Spain sweepstakes ends October 15th. Enter now. Void where prohibited by law. Once again, Joe Garagiola.
The brushback, the knockdown, the beanball, it's all been in the news. I had a chance to talk to 300-game winner and Cleveland Indians pitching coach Early Wynn about it.
Early, how does a fella get the reputation of being a headhunter or a knockdown pitcher? We hear so much about it nowadays.
As far as myself was concerned, I was a high-ball pitcher. And you know that. You saw me pitch quite a bit. And throwing the ball as hard as you can, say 100, 125 pitches a ball game, you don't have perfect control, and naturally you're going to have some inside and some outside. But there's a lot of times that you throw a ball high and it will be fairly close to a guy. He's going to go down. During my time, when I first came up to the major leagues, this was as legal as a curveball, a slider, and so forth.
What was legal?
To brush a guy back.
To brush a guy back?
Yes. I don't think any pitcher in his right mind or right frame of mind is going to throw at a guy to hit him in the head.
What is the difference in your mind as a pitcher between a brushback and a knockdown?
A brushback is something when a guy's leaning over the plate and he's got the upper part of his body hanging over the plate. And you will throw at approximately his letter, which is right on his breast, or at his belt buckle. And this is close enough to get the guy back. Now, there's times when a guy throws real hard. Like I say, he's not going to have perfect control, and he possibly will hit a guy. But still, he's not throwing at the head. Now, if you want to hit, anytime you want to hit a guy anywhere, you can hit him. All you got to do is throw behind him about a foot or so, and his natural instinct is to go back. So even if you threw at his nose, you wouldn't hit him.
Have you ever thrown at anybody to hit him?
Oh, I've thrown at guys' corns. I think that's a tender spot of a person. I've had guys to take pot shots at me through the box, try to hit the ball back through the middle all the time. And as far as I was concerned, this was about as illegal as anything you could do.
You mean so, they would deliberately try to hit you?
Yes. Some hitters feel that when they're in a slump that the best way to get out of a slump is to hit back through the middle. So a pitcher can throw the ball, a fastball pitcher can throw the ball approximately 85 to 87 miles an hour. A hitter can hit the ball approximately 125 to 150 miles an hour. So if he's going to take pot shots at you, this just about evens things up, doesn't it?
I would think so.
Of course, the pitcher has a little better control and has more of a chance. But still, Joe, I don't think that you're going to really try and hit a guy in the head and put him out of commission and so forth. As far as hitting him in the knee or in the shins or on the foot, yes. I hollered at a guy one time or once or twice. He was digging a big hole there, and So all at once he signaled he was ready, and so I yelled to him, "It's not deep enough." And there was a little conversation. He says, "Why?" I says, "Because you're going to have to crawl in that hole on this pitch."
That was early win of the Cleveland Indians, and this is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports. And now this word for Colt 45 malt liquor.
Colt 45 malt liquor. Impossible to describe. Than beer, smoother. Than ale, lighter. Than anything more unusual. And available everywhere. Well, almost.
A completely unique experience. Colt 45 malt liquor.
Product of the National Brewing Company, Baltimore, Maryland.
Hit him in the corns, eh, Early? That'll get him dancing. You hear Joe Garagiola again later today and tomorrow on Monitor, and weekdays too on NBC. Joe Garagiola. Gene Rayburn with you here at Radio Central. Now Monitor presents the 9th Annual Buick Open, brought to you by Buick Motor Division on behalf of your neighborhood Buick dealer. We pause 4 seconds, and then we'll... Then we'll switch to Monitor Sports Editor Len Dillon at the Warwick Golf and Country Club, Grand Blanc, Michigan.
Thank you, Gene. In just a moment, we'll be bringing you some play-by-play action from the 18th green. But right now, a special announcement for every traveler listening today. Buick announces its special first-class travel plan for you. First-class travel beginning with the first-class Buick Special. The car that won its class of the Pure Oil Performance Trials. The car that was awarded Popular Science Magazine's Gold Cup for being breaking champion of the entire trials. What you know about Buick, you know it's a first-class car in all respects. What makes Buick's travel plan so spectacular is, in a word, price. We call it tourist fare. It means the price you'd pay for a lot less car. The price 4 out of 5 new car buyers actually do pay, whether they get a Buick or not. 4 out of 5 pay the price of a Buick. Think about that. What the figures will tell you is this. You can end up with a lot less car at Buick's price, or you can go first class at no increase in fare. Now ask yourself, wouldn't you really rather have a Buick? For reservations, see your Buick travel agent today. Now we're watching the threesome of Jim Colbert, Nick Berklich, the home pro, and Chuck Roeder. Berklich, the home pro, has just putted out, and he bogeyed the hole. He took a 5. We're watching Chuck Roeder now. From Lawton, Oklahoma. He had a 76 yesterday, and he drops in a 3-foot putt for a par 4. Next up is Jim Colbert from Kansas City. Jim had a 76. He lies 3, and he's about 4 feet from the hole. He needs this putt for his par 4. This threesome started out this morning on the back 9, and they left at 9:20. They're playing front tees and back nines, front nines and back nines, to get everybody through in time for the 36-hole play tomorrow. Okay, let's watch Jimmy Colbert. He's lining up his 4-foot putt. He lies 3. He needs the putt for a par 4 on the 18th green. He strokes the ball and he gets it, and he gets a par 5, rather par 4. Now, Buick introduces its special first-class travel plan for every driver in America. You can have a first-class 1966 Buick for the price you'd pay for a tourist coach. 4 out of 5 new car buyers already pay the price of a Buick, whether they get to enjoy one or not. But not you. We want you to go first class all the way in a Buick, a 1966 Buick Special. Make your reservation today, see your Buick travel agent, and get ready to enjoy the road. Now let's take a look at some 9-hole scores. Tom Weisskopf had a 33 this morning, put him 3 under. He had a 73 yesterday. For 27 holes, he's 106 or 2 under. Roger Ginsburg, a 36. He played it in par this morning. He had a 71 yesterday, a 27-hole total of 107. He's 1 under for 27. Sam Snead, a 37.
This morning, the old slammer, one over, plus one for the first nine today. He had a 71 yesterday. He's 108 for 27, or all even after 27. Tony Lima, the defending champ, a 33 this morning, three under. He had a 78 yesterday, six over, so he's 111 for 27. He's still three over for 27.
And we'll be back there at the Warwick Country Club later today. Right now, pretty fair golfer who's a much better than fair singer with a nice, easy swing that marks the top performer in both activities. On the tee, Mr. C. Como and friends. Next, Monitor Outdoors, presented by Zebco Outdoor Sports Products and Mercury Outboard Motors.
This is Kurt Gowdy. If you can tell a man by his library, you can sure tell a man by the boat he keeps. Let's talk about it in just a minute.
This is Jim Thomas, the outdoorsman, speaking for Zebco with exciting news for you red-blooded folks who seek adventure in the great outdoors. You can win the trip of your life in the American Outdoorsman Sweepstakes. I'll take you and your companion on an African safari or any trip you choose from our action-packed list of fishing and hunting adventures. You'll also win a Dreamer Camper on a deluxe Ford pickup truck for convenience camping with the comforts of home. Mercury Motors, MFG Boats, Turner Camp Stoves, hundreds of prizes from Zebco, America's fishing favorite, and the famous line of Redhead and Dryback outdoor sports products. Just pick up an entry form at your favorite sporting goods department. No purchase required. Everyone wins a free copy of the American Outdoorsman Guide, a valuable collection of fishing, hunting, and camping information. Enter now. The Zebco Redhead Dryback American Outdoorsman Sweepstakes ends July 15th.
Void where prohibited by law.
Once again, Monitor's outdoorsman, Kurt Gowdy, who starts off indoors this time.
I don't know who he was, but some famous person once said that you could tell a man by his library. I prefer to judge a man not by the books he keeps, but by the boat he keeps. And I don't mean whether it's a John boat or an ocean-going cruiser. I mean whether it fits the man or not. Now, let me give you a few examples. Take a man who's serious about fishing. His boat is likely to have the kind of a motor that can get you there and back in a hurry, yet easy enough to troll. His seat should be spaced to provide a margin of safety against an occasional side-casting friend. Likely as not, he may even have a live bait box and a rack for the fishing rods. This is Kurt Gowdy for Monitor Outdoors.
Here's a word about Mercury outboard motors.
In 27 years, Mercury outboards have set more records than all other outboards put together. 1947, Mercury's new Lightning engine outruns competitive outboards with twice the horsepower. 1957, two Mercs average 30 miles an hour for 50,000 miles. 1966, Mercury announces the most powerful outboard ever built, the 110-horsepower Merc 1100SS. See your Mercury dealer.
On Monitor Outdoors later today, a man who's devoted to preserving the outdoors, especially our rivers and streams. He's got some very interesting points to make, and that's very important for all of us, so you listen. Right now, a man with an interesting point about some indoors accommodations.
Max Morath again for the Bell System.
Let's all take a vacation. Let's get away from it all. Let's do.
But let's call ahead first, shall we? If we're going visiting, a long-distance call in advance to someone we'd like to see means a real welcome. And long-distance is a great help in making hotel, motel reservations, too. The dew drops down on the grass in the park about 2 a.m. We don't want to be sleeping there, do we?
Your program, a service for you, Monitor 66. I'm your friend, companion, obedient servant, Gene Rayburn, requesting that you stay for the latest NBC Monitor news arriving momentarily.
Monitor covers the championship golf tournament at Grand Blanc, Michigan, this weekend on the NBC Radio Network.